I started my night shift like all of the others, just a couple of customers and not really much happening. We had a couple regulars in, and that made it feel more refreshing than normal. Now, the particular gas station that I work in was far away from people. There weren't any other buildings around, so it was basically just you there on your own. I didn't mind so much. I actually think this kind of added to the atmosphere a bit and made you concentrate more. It gets closer and closer to the Witcher hours, and it comes up to about 2 a.m. Now, just as this happens, I can see the silhouette of somebody in the distance. I don't take much notice of it, and they aren't coming to the gas station, so it doesn't bother me. They eventually fade out of sight and I forget things. I check over the cash register and do some cash checks. Now, it's important to remember that when doing the cash checks you lock the door, so I'd done so. I almost forgot and actually kicked myself for not doing so. If one of the managers had come, then I would be in some real trouble. So I go back to counting when something catches my attention. It's just out of the corner of my eye, but unmistakable. There was someone, not far away, that seems to just pass by the side of our building. Now, adjacent to it, there was nothing, so I knew nobody should be there. I go back to my work again when, suddenly, I hear a knock. I can hear that this knock is coming from the back, where that nobody goes. There's only miles of forest there, so why would anybody be standing there? I think this is really bizarre, and I go back to my counting. While counting, I first hear it. A scream. I can't make out exactly what it is at first, but it sounds like somebody screaming for help. I can just hear the faint help. Help me, help. I get chills down my spine when I notice this, and I slowly go up to the window. That's when I see it. Or should I say them, because I don't really know who or what this is, but all I can see in front of me is a silhouette of a person. I can't see their face because that's covered, and I go to ask if they're the one asking for help when, terrified, I see them raise a knife which glistens off of the moonlight. I then take a step back in horror and sprint back towards the till. They then make their way to the front entrance and start tapping with the knife on the window. Tap, 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 I hear, as I can hear some maniacal laughing outside. I then hear them trying to open the door, but struggling because of the lock. I then scream that I'm gonna call the police, and I quickly and very obviously grab the phone and dial 911. This person doesn't go immediately and keeps trying the lock before punching the door, actually breaking some of the glass. I'm too scared to look and give the dispatchers my location, and they say they're gonna send some squad out. I look up and the person is gone. I can only notice that they've took off running into the woods, but I don't know what direction they've gone in. It's not much later that the police arrive. They quickly come and help me, and they ask for a description of the person. The station that I work at is quite old, so we don't have any cameras. Just me describing what happened exactly as it did. The police take my statement since they leave it with us, but they never found exactly who that was, and that still haunts me to this day. Now I work in an abandoned facility. I work the night shift here as security. Now, most of my nights have been completely uneventful, and for that I'm very grateful. However, there was one particular night that sticks out in my mind. Now let me take you there. It was about 12 o'clock at the time of this, and I just got the handover from the other security working there. We got on really well, and we were just talking about sports initially. Eventually my friend has to go, and so does Mited Security, so we say our goodbyes, and I start doing my rounds. Now I have a flashlight, and it's my job to explore the buildings to make sure that nobody's there. You know, just during the security sweeps. Now this wasn't a problem, and it's something that I'd learned to do very quickly, and sometimes I might even say that I enjoy it. But on this particular night, something just felt different. So I enter into the first building, which is actually the biggest abandoned one, which is an asylum. There's not much here. I manage to do my sweeps on the first floor, and I don't find anything. I do notice rather strangely that when I make my way up the stairs onto the second floor, I feel really cold. It's weird how chilly it gets all of a sudden, and I don't know what's caused this. I make my way up the stairs, and it honestly feels like I'm in Antarctica, or somewhere like that. Just as I make my way there, I can kind of make out the shadow of something moving up the stairs. Now, I take a moment to stay still to see if it was actually me moving or not, but then I realize it wasn't. And my torch reveals that somebody's just moved upstairs, or at least I think that's what's happened. I think it's probably just an animal and don't think much of it, and I start doing my sweeps. I can hear the crunching on my shoes of some of the debris from the dilapidated building on my shoes as I make my way into the first area. Then I hear it, scurrying and footsteps above me. Now I know that nobody should be in this building but me, and there's somebody else in this building, so I have to go up. Now I make a decision that is truly out of fight or flight, and for some reason I decide to fight suddenly. I become overwhelmed with rage and I start chasing upstairs, charging like a ball. That's when I catch someone. There's someone dressed in some dated night clothes, running the opposite direction. They have a hat on, which is something that I thought was bizarre. Not like a baseball cap, but this was more of a top hat, and I come after them. I scream out, hey, what are you doing? Stop. And I give chase. I can see that they've gone through one room, slammed the door behind them, and I can hear them going up the stairs. Not to worry. I know the building like the back of my hand, and I turn round on my heels, and in no time I'm up onto that floor. Now I follow this person as they crash up ahead, and I get very close to them. They don't seem to be making much noise as they're running, but I can still hear where they're going, and I follow the footsteps as far as I can, until eventually I see them go up to the top. I think, hey, I've got you now, and I decide to run up the stairs, and I burst through the door. And now I've got that cold feeling again, like the atmosphere's different, and that's when I realize it. My torch is illuminating the entire room, and I can't see another person. That means that somebody up here has either gone through a window, or where could they have gone? I quickly check the windows and they're all boarded up. It instantly hits me how wrong the situation is, and before I know it, I'm sprinting in the other direction back down the stairs and out of the building. I scream on the radio that I need backup and somebody's gone MIA. I wait for a while and one of the other security guards shows up. We ended up searching the entire building and can never find signs of anyone. It was literally like somebody ran for a long time until they just disappeared. Now I work the night shift, and I do it in a country where you get lots and lots of people that are very poor and are basically desperate to have anything, so it's completely common for me to run into people trying to steal copper cables or basically anything that they can get their hands on. Now I never have too much of an issue when this happens, and I just tell them just to get out of there. I don't always end up calling the cops because I understand that they might just need food. The areas that I have to cover also include an old abandoned hospital. Now I'm not gonna lie, Any time that I've been into the morgue, I have a really weird feeling about it. It's almost like the whole atmosphere is just different there, and I'm sure that I've heard voices in the corners. But that's a story for another day. Now, on this one particular shift, I had to cover the morgue and I was not happy about it. I don't know, I suppose you're paranoid enough in the daytime, but imagine being there on your own at night. I was convinced that spirit still haunted there. So I make my way to the morgue and I put my things down and I start drinking some water, and that's when I hear it. My hands sweat so much that I actually drop my bottle, and suddenly there's silence. I don't know whether I was scaring myself and I say, "Come on, snap out of it, man," when suddenly I can hear people speaking. Now, they're speaking in Portuguese, which is my native language, and I realize that they're coming from some other area in the hospital. I decide that the best thing that I can do now is alert them with my presence, because they already know that someone's out here, and they better know it's the security. Now, I actually lied and said, hey, I'm a cop, don't move, because I knew that would probably scare most people, and I start to advance towards where I can hear the voices. Now, I can hear people run off, but it sounds like they drop something in the process. They eventually scurry off, and I don't know where they go. It seems like they've dropped a torch or something, or left something behind, so I head over to the area. Now, they're in the old X-ray unit, and I don't really like going in there, because there's lots of old equipment still left. Through the door, I can see something glowing. I then realise that it's either a light on the floor or something different. I shine my torch there for a few seconds, and as I move it away, it seems to shine brighter, and that's when it hits me. They've left some kind of material that was supposed to be inside one of the X-ray machines, and it's literally glowing from my torch. I immediately sprint around, and sprint as far away as I possibly can. I quickly call the law enforcement in, and they arrive on the site not long after. While they're dealing with it, I help the police in the search for the other people, but they're long gone. The only thing that they could find was a trowel of glowing embers that slowly led into the forest, then a main road, that were clearly from the X-ray machine. I don't know too much about science and those kinds of things, but from what I heard, apparently it was a very dangerous material that they were trying to take for God knows what reason, and probably didn't realize how dangerous it was. I'm just lucky that I saw that first and didn't end up treading in it, or God forbid, trying to touch it.